We will get it started tonight. Are you ready for a story that will give you goosebumps, Travis?
Yes.
Are you ready? Tonight, we are going to tell the story of a man who had a normal life until he found an old Ouija board under his girlfriend's house, which led him face to face the demon Zozo. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play the intro. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ghosts in the Night, a paranormal and true crime podcast. I'm Bill, Travis is always coughing up along, sitting to my left. Say hi, Travis, if you can.
Howdy.
Tonight, like I said earlier, we are covering the Zozo Ouija board demon and a man who went face to face. So you're going to definitely want to stick around for that. But before we get started, anything you want to talk about? Anything topical you want to talk about? I have something I want to talk about. It's really pissed me off this weekend.
Go forth.
These people that work for the state with their little freaking, you know, those signs on the highways, it says click it or ticket, you know, where they can change it.
Yeah.
I saw one that literally made me want to ram the car in front of me. It said, click it. Some bunny loves you. I said, you sorry sons of bitches. Who is writing this shit? They need to be fired.
Actually, better half knows a person who does that.
Well, tell them I said they need to be fired.
That's pretty bad.
Some bunny loves you.
Somebody to love.
I mean, God, that I just driving down the interstate on Easter Sunday, coming home from my mother's. And boom, I read that and literally wanted to run somebody off the road.
You put a hurting on those Reese's that were in
don't
there.
Don't question. Don't even, I don't want, we're not talking.
I ate candy too. Sorry. I had two, the night of Easter, I had two Reese's eggs. I had a miniature tube of mini M&Ms.
I ate my body weight in Reese's and Butterfingers.
I had a little crunch bar, and that's the best part. She gave you Butterfingers.
As a practical joke, my mother's a practical
joke. So she
joke.
Did do it to be funny.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just making sure. It's way better knowing that she was doing it just to fuck with you.
All right. We will get started with that. If you are in the chat, be sure to say hi in the chat so we can say hi back here before we get started.
If you're not, fuck off.
And if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast app, whether that be Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, I think.
Some shit like that.
Be sure to like, subscribe, follow, whatever they let you do, and share that with your crazy friends who like to talk shit about paranormal and true crime and get silly, because we get silly here.
Get
We are immature, but just check us out there. And if you're listening to us on those apps, be sure to come over to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/ghostsofthenight and catch us live when we go live on Wednesdays.
All right, now fuck all that formal shit. Let's have fun. All right, let's do this.
All right, we are talking.
That's a perfect non-segue to drop an ad in later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. No. Tonight, like I said earlier, we were talking the Zozo Ouija board demon with a man who had a terrible, horrific, creepy face-to-face encounter with the Zozo demon. And this story goes, it's wild. This is one of the most fascinating stories.
Challenge accepted.
I've heard, but
I'm going to find the most fucked up cult leader I possibly can to combat this next week.
All right. Now, in 1982, Darren Evans was just a young teenager. Don't know exactly how old. Still in high school.
Just a city boy?
In Oklahoma, so not too city. I think it was Oklahoma City, so probably.
Born and raised in South... Des Moines not in Oklahoma. I don't know any cities in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City?
Yeah, well, other than that, I mean, if it's named after the state, that doesn't even count.
Isn't Tulsa in Oklahoma?
Born and raised in Tulsa! Yeah.
Darren was dating a girl by the name of Brandy. One day, they were at Brandy's house, and a plumber was at Brandy's house doing a little plumbing. Not on Brandy.
Plumbing his
wife. I think Darren was doing the plumbing. Okay. He was actually working on the pipes, but he was working under the house. He made it extremely creepy, and I mean creepy, discovery while he was laying pipe.
Go on.
Excuse me. He found an old Ouija board with four jars placed on
iron. Okay, the four jars is where you got me. All right. I thought you were just going to say a Ouija board. I was going to be like, who gives a fuck? It was probably in a shoebox.
No.
Tell me what was in these jars.
We will. Don't rush.
Well, I was
rush the foreplay, Travis.
That was the hook.
You just didn't want to get right to the fucking we got to tickle the fancies a little bit here.
That was the hook.
No, but he found a Ouija board with four jars placed on all four corners. He told the young kids that he was finished, and he naturally told them what he found in said basement. I guess it was, what's that called?
A crawl space?
Crawl space. That's what I'm looking for. Naturally,
damn, basements in Oklahoma. Have you ever been to Oklahoma?
Right. Anyway, so naturally, the kids, once were told about this creepy, scary discovery in the crawl space, were fascinated. And what did kids do, as kids always do when they hear this kind of stuff? No, don't put the fork in the light socket. What do? They put the fork in the light socket. These kids, or teenagers, I should say, were no different.
Are we going to get to what's in these fucking jars?
Eventually.
That is the most, that's the what's in the box moment of this subject so far.
They removed the dust. They went down and removed the dust from the old jars and found the remains of dead blackbirds fermenting in these jars.
Blackbirds in
here. When Darren touched the board, he seemed to have a weird fascination with it. Which is, you know, in the paranormal sense or paranormal world, that's not uncommon for people to...
especially something like that.
Get a little touchy-feely with the Ouija board.
Especially something like that, because that's so boring. Like, you got to be weird to see that and be like...
For the people who are listening on their favorite podcast app, we have a Ouija board displayed right behind me and Travis.
I don't think it counts. I'm pretty sure... I don't think you can use, like, a shitty Ouija board. I think you have to have one that's no less than like 130 years old. It's made out of like burl walnut. It's stained with like fucking the blood of Catholic priests. And the planchet is like a dried, like fucking jerked sliver of someone's heart.
Now, just in full disclosure, this is the same Ouija board in a previous episode.
Oh, this one?
This is the one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about this one. I was like, what the fuck? This is a traveling Ouija board? Now we're fucking talking.
This is the Ouija board that is behind us. It's the one Travis and I used in a episode.
It is. And now it's getting held up by Bigfoot and Snoop Dogg.
And I might add, this might ruin the story. We opened it. We asked it questions. We got no responses.
Nothing.
Of course, we were joking and dicking off, so...
And
the aura of the room was not proper, and we did not close it properly.
I'm telling you, man, if we need to try it with like a fucking real mystical fucking like, I don't even know. Like we need to get a Ouija board that looks like it's made out of the same wood as Gandalf's cane.
Well, maybe one day we'll actually do a legitimate.
We should make one.
A legitimate Ouija session and actually try to, make contact instead of dicking off like we did.
It's not going to work.
I know this, but you never know.
I don't believe in that shit.
Well, you will. Maybe you will after this episode.
Yeah. I know one fact about this episode that I've seen from your notes, and it does not lay credence to the story that you're about to tell. It's a person.
Oh, which I'm about to get to. Don't worry.
You're welcome. But anyway, segway.
Anyway. Brandy's mother, just for a little fun fact, was a practicing Wiccan. So she and...
So she had a lot of houseplants.
Yes. But it was not her. She did not know where it came from. Now, we have to admit, up to this point, this story is a little bit... It wasn't her Ouija board.
Are we about to get into, like...
No.
But unbeknownst to them, their house had been built in 1642.
No, we're not getting
and it was on an Indian burial ground.
No,
and
there's no Indian burial grounds in this fucking story, thank God. Or Native American.
Anyway. Damn it, I had a joke to make, but I can't make it yet.
Anyway, excuse me, but actually, you know, the Wiccan thing, like I was saying, it wasn't her board, she didn't know where it came from, so I just like saying Wiccan, so. I just wanted to throw that piece of information into this story. A few nights later, Damon tried to contact... Well, him and Brandy were using it, and he tried to make contact with a famous a person who recently was deceased. I forget, this was 82. I don't know what year he died. I think he died in 80. Or
I don't know.
But it was the late.
Can you guess it? Wait, can you guess it? Guess. Can you guess it by this?
Oh, yeah.
Any takers?
You've been thunderstruck.
He's the hardest person to try to fucking impersonate.
Bueller. No, but Darren was fascinated with a certain group by the name of AC/DC. So at the time, for those people who are living under the rock and don't know who AC/DC is.
Everybody knows who AC/DC is.
Their late singer, Bon Scott, as Gregory just typed in the chat, had recently deceased. I think he died in 80-81. It was fairly recently from the time of this story.
I'm not that big of a fucking AC/DC fan, so I couldn't tell you.
Right. But died of alcohol poison. I believe he drank himself to death.
No way.
Alcohol poison.
The guy, the singer from the band that makes songs that only belong in fucking dive bars and NASCAR races.
Right. And the reason Darren did this because he was an avid AC/DC fan, loved Bon Scott. Bon Scott was kind of his idol apparently at this time. Nothing happened at first in this session, but a half hour into the session, the planchette, which I spelled wrong in the notes, thank you, began to move. It kept going from Z to O, Z to O, Z to O, which spell out Zozo, which is most people who are familiar with paranormal, Zozo is a demon associated with the Ouija board. And apparently, this is one of the things.
He confirm that it started on Z?
Apparently.
Because I stand by my former statements about this and wonder if it got lost in translation. It's actually Azaz.
You might have a point.
And maybe that's why nobody's saying Zozo, because they're saying the wrong name. And it's just like walking around in the nether realm. And it's like,
my name is Zozo. Or Zazaz, you asshole.
He's like, Christineth! You come in my house, you get my wife's name right.
Now, after, wow.
That is a Zozo dick.
This is just going down my throat. Deep throating me.
Deep zoting it.
But
you're fucking the zoat goat.
And I will say this. Generally, a lot of people talk about when you... I didn't hear this in the story, but hopefully...
I didn't hear this in the story, but I'm going to make it up anyway.
No, with a lot of times, you probably have heard this. When you interact a demon on the Ouija board, it's often that the planchette will start making a figure eight. You've heard that, right?
Yeah.
And then it'll start spelling out stuff.
If you say their name?
I guess. I don't know. Which I don't know if this happened
like Destiny's
or not.
Child?
Yes. But Darren decides.
What if you swipe right on the Ouija board?
I don't know. You get a Bud Light? Fuck, I don't know.
Is that right?
I don't swipe right know. Is like you're the Tinder. One that's on Grindr, not me.
That's Tinder. I don't even know how Grindr works.
Sure, Travis.
Well, I've never been on Tinder either, but isn't Tinder the one that's famous for swipe right?
I think so. I think swipe right's good. Swipe left is you're an ugly cow.
Yeah, I've never had Tinder before.
I think. I don't know.
An interesting name.
Tinder?
Now that I think about it,
what,
Tinder. Because at first I was like, what the fuck? And then it's I was like, oh, it's a little, it's starting a little flame.
It will turn it's into a raging tinder. Inferno.
It's like the lint of pulled love. Off your socks.
Right. Now, Darren, after this Zozo incident, decided to close out the session and say goodbye. And say goodbye, as you always should when you're using a Ouija board, which we did not do.
Ouija board ethics.
And nothing happened.
Dictate that you say bye to the demons.
But something happened before he could close it out.
Maybe that's the fucking key to all this. That's how you stay away from demons. You just say bye to them.
See you. Dig you later, motherfucker.
I'm teaching my kids to do that if I have kids. Everyone tell my kids, when you're over at someone's house, every time you leave a room, say bye, demons. That'd be hilarious.
Right. But as he was saying goodbye, the planchette started to spell something else out. And it spelled out, and moved to these letters. I will see you in hell.
That's a pretty long message.
That, you know, that would take a while.
And I feel like if this in this situation, this most people would let go of the planchette by this point because they'd be like, no, man.
And if this was like 1999 and early 2000 texting, this would that's easier than spelling out words on a Ouija board. You know what I'm saying with the flip phones?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Haptic, that's right. Is what it's called.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. It's like when you're just like praying to God, you never have to say, use the letter S or Z. Yeah. Or like anything past like an exclamation point as far as punctuation, because you get 1111111 0 for space. 7777 8 2 999
Sweet.
Stay. I don't know why that was the fucking word. For anybody that doesn't remember doing that, stop listening to us. You're too fucking young.
Yes, but after the board spelled out, I will see you in hell, which would freak anybody out, I would think. But like you said, I don't think they would get it all out because you would let go and say, what the fuck? But he freaked out and Darren threw the board against the wall and left the room. I think that's a common response.
That's fair.
To such things. Now, at this point, Darren's life began to spiral out of control. He starts having night terrors and often awakes and isn't able to move, which is called sleep paralysis. Which is not, let's be honest, not necessarily a demon or a shadow.
And also, we're talking about, did you hear the think about this. Think about Oklahoma in the early 80s with a kid that's how old?
In his late teens, I would imagine.
Who's obsessed with AC/DC.
Yeah.
He wasn't having night terrors and shit. He was having fucking Bush Light relapses, withdrawals.
Very possible. But like we talked about earlier in earlier episodes, I know we've talked about it. Sleep paralysis isn't proof of the paranormal. When you sleep, your body is paralyzed. So you do not act out your dreams. Your brain releases a chemical. Don't ask me what fucking chemical because I'm not a doctor.
Maltodextrin.
Sure. We'll go with that.
I think it's an ingredient in food.
I don't know. But your body releases a chemical or something, does something, whatever, to paralyze your body so you do not act out your dreams.
Of course. Yes. That is what it is because it's from Daddy Daycare. Oh. You seen Daddy Daycare?
Oh, she's been
the little hypochondriac kid. He's like, my mother says I can't have maltodextrin, and there's maltodextrin in here. And like this little like 4-year-old girl, I think she had glasses, was just like, maltodextrin. And it's burnt in my mind forever.
Now before I move on, sleep paralysis does not prove shit. Now, I'm not saying there couldn't be some paranormal or demonic type shit going on if you wake up and can't move. But chances are slim. In my expert,
I would have to agree. I would concur.
I mean, it's happened to me, and I've even seen a shadow figure.
It was as fucking morning wood.
Yeah, it was really, really tiny shadow.
It's a shadow figurine.
It didn't even project onto the wall. It just barely projected past my hip.
Moving on.
Anyway. Now, these terrifying events were then followed by knocking, banging on the house, footsteps, and things such as that. So, basically, his house became haunted at this time. Something was trying to interact with him. Or he was...
Yeah, his baby mama sister cousin.
I don't know. But now, I'm not sure if the other people were experiencing these same things, but he was experiencing these. Now, it would be much better if other people in the house were experiencing or reporting these things. The activity eventually moved to other parts of the house, even during the daytime, which I love people that talk about this and make such a big deal.
I know that, like,
daytime.
Like, yeah, they'll be like, I hear footsteps even during the daytime. Even during the daytime? No shit.
I
cut to fucking Zach Bagans.
Last I checked, I do not believe the spirit world, if it is a thing, punches a time clock and doesn't start till 11 o'clock at night. I'm pretty sure it's open 24/7.
I mean, they had a fucking...
Just saying.
They had a, what was that, like some type of HR or some shit in Beetlejuice.
That's a good point. But daytime proves nothing. Now, all of this activity left...
Check.
Left Darren with the feeling he was being watched by an entity that he could not see. Now, I can't disagree with this. If you're experiencing this, whether it be real or not real, or there are plausible explanations for it, you're still going to get that feeling of being watched. Your mind is going to tell you that. That is a human reaction to experiencing the paranormal.
Just ask Samwell.
Who the fuck is that?
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Now, no matter how scary or terrifying these events had become, he still had a crazy desire to find answers to what was happening, mainly the Ouija board. He continued to use the board to find answers, and the paranormal activity goes along with it every time. Which,
great movie.
This is not, if there is some kind of attachment or you are making contact, not shocking.
I mean, it's kind of one of those, like, where there's smoke, there's fire situations.
And isn't that kind of the purpose?
Well, speaking of, fucking house down the street almost burned goddamn down.
Yes, it did.
Didn't talk about that. That sucks. Shout out to them. I don't know who they are. If there's like a community cookout to help raise benefit money, I will go have a hot dog.
Right.
Put that together.
But I think that is the whole goal, to get paranormal activity when you're using a Ouija board.
Who the fuck just pulls out their Ouija board and they're like, what the fuck? That literally, that's what they're made for.
Exactly.
The spirit board.
No, it wasn't.
Nobody's just like, what? Ooh, they should fucking, that'd be interesting. You fucking have like a horror movie. Okay. We'll set the scene.
Okay.
New family. Early to mid 60s.
Early to mid 60s. Got it.
We'll say they're in New Hampshire.
Okay.
They just bought their dream home on the harbor. It's got an Amityville situation, but smaller and more modest.
Okay.
They get out of their, they get out of their nomad wagon.
All right. I'm listening. I'm
Dad, following. Mom. We're going to go Chris Pratt and a young Heather Locklear.
Ooh.
Yeah. The kids from fucking Step Brothers. Okay. She's got it. Those two kids acting the same way as they did in that movie.
Okay.
One of them is deaf. After they go in, the little deaf kid gets to adventuring in the house, goes down to the cellar, the root cellar, of course, finds a board with writing on it. What is this board? It's a fucking Ouija board. Kid uses it to talk to people instead of a little writing pad. Fucking demon.
I like it.
Let's clip that and send it to Universal. I don't know
either. Don't really care.
Go on.
But where was I? I don't even know. It wasn't long before he could hear moaning coming from the walls or some other parts of the house. Feel free to explain in the chat what's false. Go ahead. I don't care.
I don't even read that shit.
He knew he shouldn't be doing these sessions, as when shit starts going real or getting real, maybe you gotta stop. I'm just saying.
And he's still using the board up to this point.
It's a fucking Ouija board. It's a fucking game.
You can get them off Amazon.
And I will get into that in the end. It's not that
you can probably get them from fucking Target.
It's not that I'm saying their Ouija boards are bullshit, but it's the person using them. Let's be honest. Anyway. He promised himself he wouldn't take part in this anymore. However, he seemed to be drawn to the board and whatever was attached to it. Darren continued to fool around with the board and the demon Zozo for years. In his adult years, he worked in construction. One day at work, he was digging in the ground and made a shocking discovery. He found an old jar with the remains of another rotting blackbird. Coincidence?
It was just around town. Was there any geographical location?
I'm sorry. He did not give me the fucking address.
It's a fair question.
Of course it's around town.
Well, yeah, I'm not like, or like on his property.
No, I said he was working construction while he was on the job.
You never know.
Why would he be doing construction?
Maybe he swung by the house real quick. He had a little like fucking a septic tank to dig real quick, and he swung by with the guys and the fucking excavator and just knocked it out real quick. You never know.
Maybe.
No. I feel like it would be worse if it was also on his property.
See, no, I don't think so. No.
What if it was just a layer of dead crows?
I think it's more interesting that it was a property he wasn't attached to in any way, didn't live or.
That's fair.
I think it's more of a more fascinating. Makes it a little bit more creepy.
Fair enough.
One night in 1985, so 3 years later, I believe, from the first incident, Darren and a friend decide to do another Ouija board session. Once again.
So they had a fucking slumber party because that's where that shit happens?
Once again, they tried to make contact with Bon Scott because just can't let the man rest in peace. No, we got to bother him with a fucking Ouija board.
These kids are on a highway to hell.
Now, this time, however, the board seemed to play along with them.
Of course it is. That thing's explosive. That thing's just TNT, ready to go off at any time.
They, as they were interacting with the board and it was getting responses, they were sure they were talking to the former frontman of AC/DC.
So they threw it in the basement so they could be back in black.
No. The board seemed to communicate with them in an Australian dialect. So it said mate a lot, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I guess.
Did it say Foster's? Australian for beer? What the fuck? What's an Australian?
Jump bear? I don't know.
Anyway.
Or what, a drop bear? But here, what they call koalas? Drop bears.
Here's where it gets interesting. At some point during the session, the dead rock star that they were communicating with, or demon, whatever you want to call it, the board asked them to light a cigarette and place it in the hole of the planchette. They did exactly as they were asked.
Don't smoke.
And to their amazement, the cigarette began to glow like Bon Scott himself was sucking on the filter. You know how anybody that smokes, you know, the cherry lights up when you.
Yeah. I question. I hope this is his words. That'd be great.
What?
Excuse me. If he specifically said Bon Scott himself, I'd be like, motherfucker. Oh, why is that? Out of the billions of people that have been on this world, why is it specifically him? Automatically, without proof. Unless, like, you just got the planchette and it's like, I'm fucking Bon Scott.
Anyway, I mean, I don't know. How many dead Australians could there be in hell? I don't know. Okay, anyway, once the rock star, dead rock star, or just regular Australian finished the cigarette, the session took a much darker turn. The planchette began to spell out, fuck you, Randy. Randy was the name of his friend.
I spell that out all the time.
I will have your soul and see you in hell.
Again.
It's a lot.
These are the longest messages I've ever heard transcribed from a fucking Ouija board.
It might be bullshit. I'm just saying. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just informing.
I know. I'm not. I'm just saying. Like the. How does that not seem fishy? Like, who are you sitting at this Ouija board for 3 minutes getting one message?
At least it's not Morse code.
And how'd you remember? I feel like I would have forgot eventually.
Good point.
Because both of you are fucking touching the planchet.
Good point. Now, the demonic speaker, because we're pretty sure now it's not Bon Scott. Pretty sure now. I think we can go out of that limb and say it wasn't Bon Scott.
I would almost venture to say that it never was.
I think we're right here. Because whomever they were speaking to signed off.
Good grammar.
Thank you. Every now and then I can throw it out.
It's one of my favorite things from. I'm going to have to make you watch Archer. Because, no, dude, it's so funny. And, like, that's one of the things from it. Like, they'll be like, and who decided to do that? And somebody in the background will just be like, or whom?
But the demonic speaker signed off as Zozo. Dun, dun, dun.
So that's such a stupid fucking name. Okay, so, no. Actually, you know what? Now I have a real problem with this whole Zozo shenanigan.
Are you making light of Zozo? Zozo?
Fuck Zozo. Here's the problem with this bullshit. Yeah. First off, Ouija boards are fucking bullshit.
We will.
At least, like, to me. Like, if you were like, we're going to do a Ouija board, I'd be like, and then I would just fucking leave. I'd be like, you're stupid. This is lame. Give me my six-pack of tall boys. I'm out of here. Second. That's three. Second, if this motherfucker, scroll up real quick. I'll tell you where to stop. To the quote. If this motherfucker can spell out, fuck you, Randy, I'll have your soul and I'll see you in hell. This bitch can spell that out, but it can't have a more fucking intricate name than Zozo. You can write a fucking complete sentence. I hope it was punctuated, too. I hope they have punctuation along the bottom of a Ouija board that had commas and everything.
I think they should.
But your name is Zozo? You can zo-fuck yourself. That's bullshit. Have a better fucking name. Which, actually, now that I think of it, a lot of demons have pretty fucking boring names. Like Baal.
Well, we'll get into Zozo, a little bit of the history of Zozo in a little bit.
Yeah, see, that's the other
thing. Once we finish up this phase.
Do you think Zozo will ever reach the level of being one of the demons that thou shalt not name?
Actually, they say you're not supposed to say his name while touching the...
Zozo. I'm pretty sure we did that when we used the fucking thing.
I know we did.
But I also asked if Epstein killed himself, and that was the only answer we got. We got a resounding no from the Ouija board when I asked it if Epstein killed himself.
Okay, I have to confess that was me moving it. It's
nonsense.
Anyway, obviously this whole Randy go fuck yourself comment upset them both. Creeped them out, and they ended the session. They tossed the board outside on the balcony of Darren's apartment.
What if that's just, like, some dead language version of, like, ha, 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 ha? Like, you know how if you see it in, like, a Spanish person puts it, it's J's, like, cha, 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 cha. What if it's just zo, 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 zo?
What if it's supposed to be, instead of a Z and X, maybe this is a loving...
So-so.
This is a loving hugs and kisses.
Well, couldn't you still make the argument that it would be Zozo even if it was X's, potentially?
Maybe. Maybe it's... just a loving angel trying to hugs and kisses after they fuck you, Randy. I'll see you in hell.
You could almost hugs just and kisses. Make, you could almost make a creepy name with every letter of the alphabet out of that structure. Lolo, the demon of
blowjobs. What?
Eddie Guerrero's lowrider.
I don't know. Anyway, okay. So they threw the board out on the balcony of the apartment. Whatever. Good for them.
Trailer. Let's be real here.
Once they were back in the apartment, Randy was visibly angry and began to cuss at the Ouija board demon. So calling Zozo out.
That'll help. I'm pretty sure I got it's me a demon. What the fuck? What are you cussing? Okay, so if you think that he cussed out the demon and then he's like, fuck you, bitch. You ain't gonna come in my goddamn double wide and disrespect me in front of my sister wife. I ain't having none of that shit. Suck my balls. And like, then they're like, all right. And they sit back down and put their hands on the planchet and it's an argument back and forth.
No, the demon, fuck like, you.
Yeah. I lived here first. Get the fuck off my lawn. This is my house. Where is my lawn before it was your motherfucking house? Get the fuck out of here.
That would be the longest and most boring argument of all time.
It'd be like he'd
with
be
a
like
a lot of spelling mistakes.
You'd either have a heart attack or you'd be the Incredible Hulk by the time it was over. Could you imagine being a heated conversation and not only do you have to allow the other side of it to say what it's saying, but you have to wait for it to spell it. So it's just like, fuck you and your fucking stupid demon house. And they'd be like, fuck your mother. Oh, hell no, motherfucker. And just repeat that like 10 times. And then by the time it's over, he's just like fucking breaking shit. And he's like, screaming at the planchette while it's moving around.
Okay.
And then to make it better. Camera angle where you got a reverse angle and it is Bon Scott on the other side of the planchet just fucking screaming at him.
All right. Now, in the years to come, Randy's life took a turn for the worse. He became an alcoholic, went through a nasty divorce. So he's the same as 50% of the men in this country. What the fuck?
So he's a male U.S. citizen?
Right. So let's fast forward to the year 2005. Darren and Randy decide to run it back, baby. And give
whoa, them, how long, how much, 20 years 20 later?
20 years later. And give the old Ouija who board another go.
Well, you're telling me both of these individuals survived for another 20 years and didn't get put in prison or die?
No, Darren's been on ghost adventures, damn it. He's a legitimate paranormal researcher now.
The best moment, I'm not going to lie, I watched Ghost Adventures. We've talked about this. Yeah. Like, I don't hate on them that much. They're easy to make crack jokes about. But the best thing I've seen on Ghost Adventures in my life was when Zach Bagans farted. Did you ever see that?
No, I don't think
he like legit, because like everybody asks all the time on like Reddit and shit, they're like, I wonder if they ever fart. And there is one where he's just like, spurt. And he's like, did you hear that? Did you guys hear that? He's like, I don't know what that was. And then they're like, oh, dude. And he's like, fuck you.
Blow it out your ass, Alice.
Next.
Okay, anyway, so they decide to give the old Ouija board another shot. During this session, Randy made the wise choice to ask the board how he would die. Always a good idea. The board responded with, in a car wreck, alone. On one morning in 2007, Darren received a call from Randy's girlfriend saying he never came home from his place the previous night. Sure enough, Randy was involved in a head-on collision on his way home. Coincidence? Or did...
I thought you were just going to break into song. I dug my keys into the side of his pretty...
Or did Zozo get his revenge?
Go on.
Now, these are the silly things. Now, we are making a little light of it, and I'm sure... I don't know if these are true. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't get in a car accident, none of that shit, but like, fuck off with your Ouija board, demon.
This might be one hell of a coincidence. I will say that. I don't know. Maybe this is all real. I don't know. But anyway.
For the sake of the story, we'll
play along.
And we'll at least act like we're acting like we believe it.
Now, this deadly event wasn't the worst effect that Zozo had on Darren and his family. Now, Darren was still residing in Oklahoma City. He still had a fascination with the occult to go along with the Ouija board addiction.
Which, he still had an obsession with cheaply made knives with NASCAR handles.
Which is all, I have to say, I kind of get why. If he experienced all this, you would naturally want to get to some answers. And doing research on this, eventually it would lead to the occult.
I'll give you that.
That's where the road goes. There's no way around it.
And if you're a highway to hell.
Per Bon Scott and Angus Young.
Bounce, ban-an-out, ban-an-out. Ban-an-an-an-an.
So this does not shock me that, oh my God, he was into the cult. Of course he's into the cult. If you're fucking around with Ouija boards and trying to find answers to a question of if Zozo is a real thing, you're going to hit the fucking cult button at some point.
Yeah, I feel like most people that are like regularly participating in Ouija boards aren't like, oh shit. I mean, oh dang, dag nabbit, guys, we got to stop the Ouija board. I got church. What?
Somebody loves your shirt.
It's Morbid Podcast.
You're repping another podcast on our
our live stream? Fuck yeah, I am. We're taking a fucking screenshot of this, and I'm putting it on our goddamn Instagram, and I'm tagging Morbid. Keep it weird.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to steal that. That's such a great outro. Have you heard that? They both say keep it weird, and then one of them is just like, but not so weird that you kill your whole family, and then you try to cover it up, and you eat their bones, and you make a soup out of it. Bye.
Well, we need to come up with something like that. Like, let's put, like, keep it hard or something.
That's just stupid.
All right.
I know how we come up with it.
Nobody says boot woot. Whoever's typing that in the chat, do not do that again.
If there's a P on it, she could be a juggalo. Whoop woop.
All right. Oh, I know who it is. We know who that is. Okay. Occult equals Ouija board. We know this. You're going to hit those fucking buttons. I've looked into the occult just doing a goddamn podcast.
Why does fucking Chris Tucker come up all the time in my mind? Push the goddamn button.
Okay. So one night, Darren was doing a session with his wife, Kathleen.
Oh, theoretically, couldn't you just Ouija board with a keyboard? And these motherfuckers could write their own goddamn messages? I would be more apt to do it.
This is modern fucking... This is 2023. Send me a fucking text.
I'm just saying, like, you're telling me that there can't be a ghost that's been born in the last, like, 50 years that knows something about technology?
Well, you know, this is a subject we might cover at some point. There have been, you know, voice messages left from the beyond. We might do an episode on that. People receiving voice messages shortly after.
That could be interesting.
Like a death. Somebody's died. And there's a voice message that wasn't there before. Or
it's your friend and it's like a voicemail that you would get from your friend. It's like a ghost fart and then like them laughing.
Or the message was sent after the official time of death kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've heard stories of that. Maybe we'll do that in an upcoming episode, which is, I think that's a more efficient way to communicate with.
Sounds like I'm going to fire up Reddit for that one.
Yes. So anyway, one night Darren was doing a session with his wife, Kathleen, while their daughter slept in her room. The session took a dark turn when something seemed to enter and take over Darren. Ooh, dun, 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 possession.
Take on me.
Karen felt like something evil was inside him, and he started staring.
Who?
some dude named Evil was inside him.
Did you say Karen?
Oh, did I say Karen?
I think you did.
Kathleen felt like something evil was staring back at her through Darren's eyes. We'll just go with that. Quickly, Darren got violent and proceeded to attack Kathleen.
Mm.
Kathleen, this is where, listen to this part of the story. This is what I don't get. So, one, Darren's attacking Kathleen. But being possessed, attacking Kathleen.
Yes.
Kathleen
check.
Was able to say goodbye on the Ouija board and close the session before the possession stopped. So let me paint this picture for you. Now, I don't know what's going on. I'm just hearing the word attack. So I'm assuming there is some physical contact. When you
rocking her body with nasty hooks.
She can
hooks.
Spell out or say goodbye and move the planchette while...
Oh, no, you just have to say goodbye.
No, yeah.
There's a goodbye.
Yeah, you have to move the planchette to goodbye.
Yeah, so you just... Bye!
Yeah. Now...
Deuces!
While she's getting thumped...
I mean, all she's got to do, like, theoretically, right, is, like, reach up and grab it and just, like, drag it real quick and be like, bye.
But on a positive note, she was not harmed.
Yeah.
And apparently saying goodbye on the Ouija board, closing out the session, ended the possession. That would have made...
Bars!
That would have made a much shorter Exorcist movie.
That was bars. We got to clip that and put it over, like, a fucking Dr. Dre beat.
Of course, after a few moments, Darren would calm down and have no memory of what just happened. Of course he would have no memory of just beating the shit out of your wife. You know what? Your Honor, I'm going with the Ouija board defense.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure that this demon's real name was like Southern Comfort.
After this night, things began to escalate even more for Darren and his family. What?
At this point, with this timeline, Four Locos. He's drinking Four Locos. Did you? I wonder if they could hear my stomach growl on the microphone.
Could hear it. That or you're farting, one of the two. Let's don't do that.
I just want to see if it works.
The family began to hear everything from footsteps to banging, hissing, and knocking noises coming from the house. The family was
hissing.
This is kind of funny, which I don't. It's funny, but it's not funny. I should say that the family was so scared they picked a room upstairs and called it their safe room. I don't know
why does that work.
I mean, well, we'll get into this. I think honestly, if you know anything about the paranormal, it's not about crosses, crucifix, or religious artifacts. It's about you. If I believe this remote for the light has power and has meaning to me, if it say my daughter gave this to me and I love this remote, if it brought me power, brought me comfort, I could use this. It's not about the cross or the crucifix or holy water. It's about the energy that what something means to you.
That's fucking great. That should be in movies too.
What? Well, I've said that.
Like, instead of somebody like pulling out the fucking the crucifix, it's like one of those chickens that you squeeze and it goes.
On a serious note, whatever gives you strength is protection against.
Yeah, like the totems in fucking Inception.
Right. That get it doesn't.
I guess not, but yeah.
It doesn't have to be something religious. If it gives you strength, as you are the strength. So I kind of get this. Make a safe room. Make it a room you are safe in. Fill it with things that empower you or fill you with love or whatever.
Yeah, what's that song? What? It said, like, the Oz never gave the Tin Man nothing that he never had.
Right. So anyway, so they made a room, a safe room, which I don't know. I'm not going to crack too many jokes about. One night, Darren woke up with a weird feeling. In a panic, he jumped up and went to the safe room. He then realized he left his family behind. he leaves to go get them, and as he gets his wife and he goes looks for his daughter, he gets to the stairs and he sees his daughter at the bottom of the stairs. She heard him, you know, get a little rambunctious screaming, I guess.
Well, yeah.
At this time, his daughter appears to be lifted up by something that they could not see.
Michael Bublé.
Yes. The handsy demon began to carry off his daughter and take her down to the basement.
Whoa, handsy?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's just picking up, go on.
Did she consent to being picked up?
Well, yeah, but like, when you say handsy, I think something a little different than, like, if a little kid ran up to you
maybe
and you were like...
Maybe the demon was using this as an excuse to cop a feel.
It's the kid part. I'm just, like, I'm just saying, like, if some little kid walked up and was like, I'm lost, and you picked him up, I'd be like, whoa, Phil, a little handsy, don't you think?
Anyway, Darren ran down the stairs to save his daughter.
How about don't leave your fucking family in the haunted house when you're just like, fuck y'all, I'm out. What the fuck?
He lost sight of her. However, he heard muffled screams coming from the basement.
Of course.
He attempted to open the basement door, but it was locked.
Of course.
So he had a Hulk moment and forced the door open and scooped up his daughter and retreated back to the safe room.
Also an issue I take with movies about stuff like this adjacent.
Adjacent?
Yes. All the parents that are like, yeah, I'm like, you telling me that there's any door in your house that's not an external door that you're not taking off the hinges somehow if your child is just screaming bloody murder on the other side?
Right.
I don't even have kids. If I heard a kid screaming bloody murder on the other side of that door right now, not even my kid. I don't have them. You bet your sweet fucking bottom dollar that my foot's going through that motherfucker and I'm going to go, hey, chill the fuck out. What's going on? And also, what are you doing in our house?
Right. Now, so after he grabbed his daughter, ran back up to the safe room, now everybody's in the safe room.
Mm-hmm. The panic room, if you will.
First, he forgot them. Said, save yourself, bitches. Save yourself.
See, that's my question. Did he really forget them? Or did he consciously choose to make that decision and then he got up there and he was like, fuck. I'm going to probably go back.
Now that he righted a wrong, he's got them all accounted for. All parties are here in the safe room. They could still hear footsteps continuing to move throughout the house. Now, this event forced the family to realize that the house was no longer safe and they had to leave. Fair enough. I get that. Eventually, Darren and his family moved to another home. However, the demonic activity's sudden withdrawal from their home did not stop Darren's... Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez, what the fuck was that? However, this sudden rapid moving...
Mm-hmm. The cease and desist.
Did not stop his... You think you've learned a lesson. He still fucked around with the demon or with the Ouija board.
Hey.
I mean, learn your lesson. That's like getting a DUI, getting out of jail, and going to the fucking bar.
We both know that happens pretty often.
Oh, that's a good point. Now, and he continues to talk about, now maybe he doesn't do Ouija board sessions anymore, even though I'm pretty sure he did a Ouija board session on a Halloween edition of Ghost Adventures.
Does this make him like the Ouija expert?
I kind of
like, yeah. He's just got a one-way line to Zozo whenever he wants.
Yeah, they're on a first name basis. They're on a first letter basis. He calls him Z and he calls him D.
I would believe it. That's fucking ridiculous. Go on.
But you know, I don't know if this is real. I'm sure something happened. Now I wonder how much of this story is embellished and
how much of it is meth.
No, I'm not even saying that. Now I'm sure they experienced something. I don't put a lot of faith in the Ouija board. It's not the Ouija board. It's the person using it. If you're a person that is sensitive to paranormal activity, whether it be an empath or somebody who
does. The Ouija board is strictly a conduit.
Right. There's a reason why you and I did not get anything other than we were being smartasses.
And we never will.
Because I personally don't put any stock into it. In my personal opinion, if a demon needs a fucking piece of plastic or wood with a little planchette to communicate with me, fuck you.
Yeah, was it like $12?
Probably. I don't know. I think...
Again, I feel like it might change if we get one that is a little more ancient.
Now, if you get a demon that can, or an entity or whatever, that can, I don't know, use lipstick right on the wall, that's a much better way to communicate to me.
That might be an upcoming episode, actually.
So, I never did put a lot of faith in the Ouija board. However, if somebody is connected to the spirit world or does have an attachment, I can see a Ouija board having some effect, having some usefulness, an easier way for something to break through. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. If you believe the Ouija board is a way to contact the dead, there is a good chance that something might, just that intention opens the door. You understand what, does it make sense, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Just the intention. It's not the board. It's the intention behind it. If you are intending to open a door, make contact with the late singer of
AC/DC.
AC/DC.
Well, it's just like you were saying with the remote. Like how things,
right.
People like put power into things. It's just your misconception of reality making it out to give things power that they do or don't have, and then you, sometimes you're like, this one's good, and you're like, that's a bad one.
So I'm not saying that the Ouija board is completely full of shit. And I'm not saying the story is full of shit. I'm sure something happened. I don't necessarily believe it was a Ouija board. I believe it was something, whatever he and his family experienced, it was because he showed intention. His intent was to make contact, and that opened the door to some of this activity. Now, do I believe 100% that his daughter was picked up by a handsy spirit?
Nah.
It's possible. I'm sure something happened. I don't know what happened. I was not there. And I've always, when it comes to paranormal, if I'm not there, I'm not going to make a judgment call. Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't. I'm sure something happened. There was a traumatic event that night. I bet my bottom dollar.
That's fair. I will definitely, when I feel the need, say that I don't think it happened.
Exactly the way.
It never does.
And I've heard him recount the story. I believe it was on Ghost Adventures.
That's why I
the
want,
story
like,
with the handy spirit.
Yeah, I want, like, fucking, like, East Coast parents in the background while all these interviews and shit about this stuff is going on. And then the demon levitated my wife 6 feet off the couch, and like the guy's dad from fucking Boston's like, oh, fuck you. That never friggin' happened. And they're just like, fuck, you can't argue with that. Look at him. Look at him. Drinking a Mickey's, wearing a Red Sox hat.
Okay.
That man doesn't lie.
I think that covers Mr. Darren Evans. Something weird happened. Don't know the extent. I'm not sure it was a Ouija board. I think that was just a
coincidence. And he gave his demon a stupid name.
The demon gave it himself, if you listen to the story.
Okay.
Now, but speaking of, let's go into the history of Zozo. Zozo has been around for millennia.
Well, you would think.
Now, Zozo has many different meanings in many different languages, but here's one fascinating one. Zozo's meaning in Old Basque language means blackbird or crow. Very interesting when you think about the story. What was in the four jars on the corner?
Crows.
Exactly.
What did he dig up at work?
A jar with crows.
What now, movie set did Brandon Lee die on?
The crow.
What was that one decent Beatles song?
I don't believe there was one.
Blackbird.
Oh, anyway. Now, for those who don't know, Basque is a region adjacent to northern Spain and southwestern France. The Basque people. So.
Yes.
Any Last Man Standing fans, and Elzate was from Basque.
Fair enough. Right. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Now, other countries, I guess, that have a Zozo connection. Zozo is also related to the voodoo practices in Haiti by the Zo people. I did not know this.
Well, there's also a fucking gang in Miami.
Right. Well,
the Zo Pound.
And in this I guess the Zo people, their witch doctors were called Zozo. So there is some occult type darker association with the word Zozo.
I know, especially, I love people that are like, I'm not into all that shit, but voodoo, man. I'm like, then you are into that shit. What the fuck do you mean? Like, stop cherry picking fucking the paranormal.
Now, in the Malay language, I don't know what that is.
Malay.
Whatever.
Malaysia.
Zozo means wandering spirit. Now, they believe wandering spirits steal people's souls as they sleep.
That would make sense.
I'll see you in hell.
Straight line A to B. Yeah. I like that.
I'll take your soul. Zozo was quoted. Spelled it out. Grammatically correct. I'll take your soul, Randy. Fuck you,
fuck
Randy.
Fuck you.
Randy, I'll take your soul. I'll see you in hell.
There's no way I'm sitting there and letting a fucking anything talk that much when I have to be the one in charge.
Right.
Fuck you. You get yes and no, and I ask questions and you answer yes or no. Other than that, go fuck yourself. We ain't got time for long-winded demons and shit.
My luck, I get a dyslexic spirit.
His name's Oz. Like I said, maybe he was fucking dyslexic.
Now, Zozo like we said, Darren did not invent Zozo. The first mention of Zozo was in a book by Colin de Plancy, who lived between 1793 and 1887. He wrote a book called The Dictionary Infernal, I guess.
La Dictionnaire Infernal.
Which was published in 1918.
Good year.
The author describes a case of possession of a young girl who claimed to be harassed by three evil spirits. Zozo, Mimi, and what is it? Capulet? What is this?
It says Crapulet or Crapulet. I don't think it would be a Capulet because the Capulets was one of the families from Romeo and Juliet. Unless, I mean, it could be. What? The Montagues and the Capulets?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. We have a Shakespearean family, Mimi.
Could be. Mimi, the Mimi, bitch from the Drew Carey show.
Drew Carey show and Zozo. Anyway, it's a good thing this...
Got to Earl his chair.
This is going to be a short episode.
Why? You got to poop?
No. The demon Zozo was clearly has an attraction towards people of the female sex of this under this French dude. Zozo would also be attracted to people with suicidal tendencies, depression, and a psychological disorder. Now, this is not... Let's be honest.
This is all just... You're just fucking... Again, you're just grabbing straws because all this shit just kind of makes sense.
Paranormal activity, like possession, for instance. I've always stated, if you are of weak mind, you are more... The demon has a much better chance of taking over your... If possession is real, somebody is of weak mind has a much greater chance of being possessed.
Yeah. And also...
I mean, it's not their fault.
I also think that some psychological disorders have just been straight up mistaken for fucking possession.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're just... Like, this right. can be... Like, whoever wrote this... See, the only interesting thing to me is, or what makes it less interesting, or not less interesting, less plausible, is he wrote this in, what, 1918 it was published?
Yes.
100% in 1918, there was way more people with schizophrenia that the church was going, he's a demon. Mm-hmm. We must exorcise the demon in Basque.
Yeah, so I think people with psychological problems are much more likely to have issues with, if there is such a thing as obsession and demonic obsession or possession, they're at a greater risk. I will say that than somebody that just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Or
the next part is more interesting to me.
Right. And we've kind of discussed this a little bit, I believe, in a previous
episode. We've touched on it.
Zozo has another name, possibly Pazuzu, a Mesopotamian deity, the king of the wind demons, which I'd never. They give fucking. I love
everything's got a demon and a saint.
Here's the thing. Oh. Pazuzu was just a deity. It wasn't necessarily negative. Pazuzu was a powerful demon, but he was often used as a shield against other supernatural terrors. So he was more, or she, I don't know. I don't want to misgender fucking Pazuzu. Was used to help. And the Mesopotamian people or their religion or whatever, demon doesn't mean bad. Back according to their, basically it's used interchangeably with angels. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Demon doesn't mean negative.
Are we going to talk about Pazuzu Algarad?
We can a little bit here in a minute. But
because I think there's another, I can throw it in on that. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Go ahead and talk about Pazuzu.
No, you can. I just had some other. Oh, wait. Never mind. It's in there. I read it. I was looking for one specific word. I was going to say the exorcist thing.
Okay. I'll get to it. Some people believe that Zozo is also one of the fallen angels that fell from grace with good old Lucy. Very possible, I guess. I don't fucking know.
They all are, aren't they? Like, not literally, but like, isn't that like. When they want it big and bad, that's the fucking title they give it. They're like, it's an OG one.
Now, here is the $1 million question. How did Zozo get tied to the Ouija board? It wasn't Mr. Darren Evans.
I was just going to say because it's easy to spell.
That's true. It's most likely due to the fact that the Ouija board is credited as the cause of the Exorcist movie, which was based on a real... boy that used a Ouija board and got possessed by a demon.
And isn't the Exorcist like the demon in The Exorcist, Pazuzu?
Correct.
Like, actually, like, in The Exorcist?
Yes.
Okay.
The book
that... Oh, there's a... I didn't even know there was a book. Yes. I'll be honest.
The book of The Exorcist. It was actually a book first. Uses Pazuzu as the name.
I'm an idiot. I don't fucking read. You know that?
But as we just stated, Zozo is kind of a cool little... Has been reported to be a cool little nickname for Pazuzu.
Yeah.
Which... It says Zozo. Why couldn't it just be Zuzu? Mm-hmm. I think that would work a little bit better. Now, other Ouija board and Zozo cases.
Good point.
What? Zuzu instead of Zozo.
Or maybe they didn't have U in the language.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
That's another interesting thought I've never had. What about, like, the since, you know, some things don't, you know, they're dead and stuff. I wonder if there's ever, like, a problem with, like, if all this is real with, the difference in the evolution of the different languages over time. Like how, like, French in, like, 1600 is not the same as the French they speak now and all that. Like how everything changes.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's ever any misreads from the other side because of that.
It's very possible.
Science.
Okay. So, like I said, other Ouija board and Zozo cases. In 1972, Doris Bither, I guess.
Bither. Luther. I know this. I know who you're talking about.
Used a Ouija board and was continuously haunted and harassed by some dark, evil entity.
So you could literally do an episode just on her.
77 to 79, the Enfield poltergeist.
I think we did an episode on that.
I think we talked a little bit about it.
I might think of that demon of Brownsville Road.
Might be thinking that. But basically, this was the incident that inspired the Conjuring 2. Which I, if I'm not mistaken, I
and
think
in
they,
steps the Warrens.
I might be wrong on this. Didn't one of the girls come out and say it was all faked?
What,
one of the Enfield girls?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I might be wrong on this.
A lot of that shit's come out. Like,
I think
about a lot.
There
of
was
them.
Two. There, if I'm thinking, there was two daughters, right?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. There's like, what, like four fucking Conjurings. It gets hard to remember. Yeah,
I think one of, if I might be wrong on that, but I thought one of, I know there was a Warren case that they came out and said it was all bullshit.
Well, they say that about Amityville, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you watch the documentary about the, what's his name, the kid of the family that lived in the Amityville house?
Oh.
Got all fucked up on drugs and shit?
No.
Oh yeah, there's a documentary where like they find him and they talk to him. It's interesting to watch, but I don't, I'm not saying it fucking proves anything to me. But you know, if you're just laying around with your hand on your balls, not a bad watch.
Yeah. Now in 2012, a group of off-duty soldiers decided to play around with the Ouija board. They interacted with apparently Zozo. The demon told them one would die. One man apparently was possessed while they were driving back and tried to kill them in a car crash. However, the demon left the man's body right before the wreck. So he couldn't get the job.
So he's a liar.
Or he's just a weak-ass demon. I don't know.
Well, he said one of them was going to die, and he tried to crash the whole goddamn car. You.
Yeah.
Shame. We know your name.
Now, in my research for this... I came across a video, and I was watching. They mentioned another video from another YouTuber named Kyle Godfrey, who actually tried to contact Zozo via a Ouija board. Once they did start apparently interacting, they asked if Zozo had a phone number. I think that's a great question. Why hasn't somebody done that before? You got a phone number?
What's your phone number?
And the board came back with 417-666-6666. So it's great fucking information to know that Zozo resides in Missouri.
And also, go fuck yourself.
Now, in this video.
That is so unoriginal.
Which I watched, and I meant the links in my notes. I will put the, I don't think I put the link in the description. I will add it into the description. I did watch this video. Now, he dialed the number, and as it was naturally, something picked up, made some weird noises. The lights went out. Doom, doom, doom. A door closed on its own. He went walking through the house, and the door closed.
The YouTuber?
Yes, he went. If I remember right, the lights went out. He freaking out. Great acting job. And said, okay, maybe I need to close out the Ouija board and hang up the phone. And he was walking back to his room, and the door closed on its own. Or I bet he was in the room and just shut it. I don't know. But I'll put that back.
It's just the number. The fact that the number is 666-6666.
I'm about half tempted to dial it
right now. That's so unoriginal.
Dial it right now myself.
No, because our luck would be an actual person. They'd be like, I swear to God, if one more motherfucker calls me.
But, you know, this was obviously faked. It's obviously bullshit.
Yeah.
But it's kind of comical. I will say that.
I mean, well done.
I just got a kick out of, apparently, Missouri is the home of Zuzu.
You think when it showed, like, when Zuzu. He hit that last digit of the phone number, he, like, looked at the camera and it was, like, the Zoinks moment from fucking Scooby-Doo? Like, Brawley?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So, that is the demon Zozo in a nutshell. Now, like I stated earlier, I don't give a rat's ass about the fucking Ouija board. I'm sure people have had fucking problems. I'm sure maybe somebody has even been possessed. And they might have been using a Ouija board. But it's not the Ouija board. It's their
the
intention.
The schizophrenia.
It's their intention of opening up a door or that's it. Not the Ouija board. Because like I said, I've broken in my paranormal career. I've broken every rule in the fucking book.
Mm-hmm.
They say don't do it. I've done it.
Because it doesn't work.
And I've never been possessed.
We've established this. Bullshit. This thing?
This is bullshit.
Bullshit.
This is a work of art.
A work
this
of...
This is bullshit. Anyway, so that's it. That's all I got. I don't give a fuck. Anything you want to add to the story?
I think it's fucking horseshit.
No, I'm sure Mr. Evans had some experiences.
Yeah, he's probably eating fucking mushrooms.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But
way more interesting story.
I mean, I do think a part of the story that is interesting is the blackbird in the jar thing. That's definitely an occult shit.
And I bet you if he said he was on mushrooms for all this, Joe Rogan would have him on his podcast and be like, that's it, folks. That's the new reality of it.
I will say this. Obviously, with the blackbirds in the jar on the four corners, there was some kind of ritual done with that Ouija board. Now, did that...
Yeah, I don't think that was happenstance. I don't feel like, do you want me to put these crows?
Did that put some sort of attachment onto that Ouija board? I mean, that's very possible.
I mean, they attached dead crows to it, but
I mean,
I don't think that not to me at least, that doesn't like make it more plausible, the scenario of the demon and shit. It
all goes to intent.
Somebody who was looking for it, if it was us, I'd be like, that's gross, what a waste of a good jar, and then we'd throw them away, and then we'd probably throw the fucking Ouija board away too. But to somebody who's like, oh man, I wonder if I could talk to fucking the god himself, Bon Scott, through this here talking board.
I gotta find a plain shit. I don't know where it is. It's probably in that box right there.
Probably.
Maybe we ought to fire up the old Ouija board and see if we can talk to Elvis or something.
No, there's way more people. Interesting people. Epstein. Ask him if he killed himself. And that's literally it.
Did you kill yourself?
No.
He supplied little girls. No.
Yeah, like, no. And then it's like, thank you for contacting me. We now close this. Nothing is allowed to da-da-da. And that's the only time we close a Ouija board correctly. Like, no, fuck you. I just wanted to know. Now we got a fucking something to talk about. Or who else? Who would be really interesting?
John Lennon.
No.
Ooh.
Can you imagine how long it'd take? Did you hear how fucking long it took him to speak?
I do have a question I'd want to ask him. In what world did you find Yoko Ono fucking attractive? How much drugs did you
not do? Not even attractive, just...
In the 60s.
In what world did you think it was a good idea to fund her musical career?
I mean, I'd fuck her musical career. Who would literally look at that and get hard?
John Lennon.
Oh, Lord.
She's beautiful.
I mean, and I've tapped some ugly shit in my day, but Jesus Christ, John, I don't know. I know if I had rock star money, I wouldn't be tapping that.
I'm legitimately thinking about who I would talk to.
Me too. Let's get serious.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm just like, I can't stop. Like, I can't pinpoint one person.
That's a good question.
Because honestly, I think it would just be, for me, it would be just as likely to be somebody who's not a celebrity. It'd be like, I just want to talk to somebody like from like 100,000 years ago and see what was going on. Hmm. Right? That's a tough one.
Huh. You know, I'm trying to think of.
Like, a lot of people, I feel like, would say a loved one, but I'm like, I feel like that's there's too much power in that one opportunity to talk to the right person from the right time.
I'm trying to think of a murder victim.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Something like that. To know who who actually did it.
JonBenet Ramsey.
You know, actually.
Kaylee Anthony.
Yeah. Or one of the Jack the Ripper victims. Huh. I think we ought to do Jack the Ripper at one point. That's a That's a fascinating case.
He's been on my radar before.
I don't know.
That's a good one.
I mean, I'd like to say Kennedy, but still wouldn't tell us who shot. Even though
I don't know.
Have you seen the video? I mean, there is
him getting shot in the head.
Yeah,
I have.
Have you seen it? Really?
Yeah.
Huh, I thought I was the only one in the world that saw that. No, there are some people that believe the conspiracy that the death or the fatal bullet came from the Secret Service agent in the car. That was the one that went through, you know.
I'd have to rewatch it.
Or it was the one that was in the back. One of the Secret Service agent actually is the one who shot the kill shot that was on the car.
I'm pretty sure it came from the back of his head.
And
if I remember correctly, his face explodes to an extent.
It's been so long since I've really looked into it. But, you know, so talking
to him, literally just watched
Kennedy
assassination like literally 2 days ago.
Talking to him wouldn't do any good because he doesn't know. Actually, talking to Lee Harvey Oswald, I think you'd get an honest answer out of the spirit version. Were you really a patsy? That's a good question, though. Julius Caesar?
Right. I feel like I would have to take the opportunity to talk to, like I don't know, like fucking Genghis Khan.
He's too busy fucking.
And then there's also the thought that we, like, you know, go back and talk to, like, one of my ancestors and be like, invest in this under this name and this social security number. I don't think that would work, but, you know.
I don't know.
Bury this kind of money in this place. That wouldn't work either. Somebody would be fucking dug up. Yeah, I don't know. But I do think that this story is mostly bullshit.
I'm sure something happened. I'm sure it's like any other story.
I'd love to have him on to talk about it if you want to. It's been
embellished over time.
Oh, everything is. All the time. It's like fishing stories. Or dick-sized stories.
Yes. I mean, but I'm sure he had some sort of experience. And he might be associating it with the Ouija board. But I don't think it's a Ouija board. It would be more him and his fascination with the occult. That's why the
hot take.
That's why the activity escalated. Because the more he delved into it, the more it opened the gap. Does that make sense?
100%.
No, it all could be bullshit. It
makes way more sense than Zozo being a thing.
Yeah, Zozo. Fuck Zozo. Zozo can suck my left testicle.
He can slow me.
I am not afraid of, for one, Pazuzu, if is Zozo, just make it Zuzu, you fucking fucktard.
Oh, yeah. Did we talk about Pazuzu algorithm? Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and talk about that.
The fucking.
Which we did an episode on.
Possible, maybe serial killer, if you ask the right person.
He's just an asshole.
He did kill like one person for sure, I believe.
I thought he killed about three, but yeah.
But yeah, they found remains on his property. His house was literally just covered in like
feces and
not even like dog shit, like literal human shit.
Right.
Except his grandma's room or his mom, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Said, what was it? The one guy said he had like just a stockpile of weapons in the dishwasher or some shit like that.
Well, that's where I'd keep them.
He's just a dirty skater kid that did too many drugs. It looked like he had an issue. Oh, 100%.
Was mentally unstable.
He filed his teeth, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. We can do an episode on it. Oh, we can do a Patreon episode from him.
I have to look. Should be a quick one. I know we did an episode. Was it? I can't remember what was it on him or.
It might have been the last time we talked about the Ouija board.
No. Or Zozo. I think we actually did a whole episode on him.
Did we?
I think so.
We'll have to look back. If we didn't, might have to do it on Patreon.
Maybe we'll go back and revisit it at some point.
A Redux.
All right, that's all I got. I'm done. Fuck this place.
Fuck Zozo. You're full of shit. They don't work. If you need like a mouse pad or something to roll.
I mean, it looks cool.
Something to like roll your joints on.
The mystifying oracle of said Ouija.
It would. What kills it for me is the moon and the sun on this one.
They have a smiley face and a frowny face.
They're just, I don't even call it a frowny face. I just call it like resting bitch face.
That would be me.
They're just not very intimidating. I don't know if you can see that. But they're not very intimidating moon and sun faces. They do not make me tremble in terror. Neither do these fucking people playing with the Ouija boards at the bottom. I just noticed that. And why is the sun dark and the moon is light?
I don't know.
Get your shit together, Mattel, or whoever the fuck made this thing. Look, it literally has a fucking hanger on the back. It's a fucking wall decor.
I put that on.
You gotta ruin everything.
I put that on to hang it.
There you go. Phil put it on there. That's official. It's official. It's real. Ouija board's real.
To hang it up.
Ouija boards are not wall decors.
All right. I think that's it. You got anything else you want to add before we call it a day?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Fuck it.
Get the fuck out of here, kids.
I'm hungry. How about that? I'll add that in there.
Thanks for coming. We appreciate everybody in the chat.
First time Phil said that.
Everybody that was is listening on your favorite podcast app, thank you for listening. Head on over to youtube.com and you can join us live and get involved in the chat. And we will see you all next week. Take care, everybody. We're out.
Bye.